say a word, Dan.
Okay, I'll call this meeting to order, SNASLAS Employees Retirement Association. Please call the roll.
Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Ron Martin.
Here.
Jim DeMartini.
Here.
Jeff Grover.
Here.
Michael O'Neill.
Here.
Gordon Ford.
Here.
Mike Lynch. Donna Riley.
Here.
Joan Clendenon.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Are there any announcements today? Seeing none, we will now go to public comment. Anybody from the public wish to make a comment on anything that is not on the agenda? Seeing none, we will go to the consent calendar. Does any member of the board wish to pull something from the consent calendar?
I got a couple of questions about C and D on dates 312 and 112.
What number would that be?
Number 3 5C. On C and number 4 on D. Are those dates correct?
The date on 3C is correct. The member started the application process back in March, but was not able to provide all of the documents required until now.
Okay. And the other one, 4D, same thing? That's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I would just like to make a note on consent item number 5B. It is the receipt of the 2012 second quarter update of the Executive Director's Goals and Strategic Action Plan as the actual document that you have reflects.
I move to approve with the corrections and clarification.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed? Okay, motion is carried unanimously. Okay, looks like now we're not very much of a meeting here today. We'll go into closed session.
Yep, we have just a minute or two in closed session.
Make a motion to go into closed session.
So moved. Second, I mean.
Okay. Motion's made. We're going for a record here. Closed session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion's carried. We'll
yes.
I'll report out the findings of the closed session on item 6A. Staff has determined that the $5,000 retiree burial allowance is a vested benefit. Item 6B, there is no report. And item 6C, there is no report.
Okay, number 7, Executive Director report.
All right. The only thing on my part of the agenda is the approval of the final excess earnings policy. And I just want to let you know quickly here what has transpired in between the time we met a month ago and now. The board suggested 3 changes, and we have put them into the policy. One was to maintain a 1% non-val contingency reserve. Originally, we had recommended 2. The second thing is that the board decided to set the funded ratio of the system at 100% of the market value of assets before any excess earnings can be declared and or used, and we had originally recommended 90%. And then also the board decided to credit individual member account balances at the same rate of return up to the actuarial assumed rate of return, the same rate of return that the rest of the valuation reserves were to get. So we put all those into this final draft of the excess earnings policy. We also had a couple cleanup issues that we noted, and I just want to let you know. On page 1 of the revised excess earnings policy, you'll see there the number 2, about halfway down, says earnings shall be used to maintain the survivor death benefit. Well, as Darren alluded to earlier, you can get confused with the survivor continuance when you say survivor death benefit. So I want to specifically take that out and put $5,000 retiree burial allowance reserve. And I also want to take the word valuation out of there because I don't want to confuse that reserve with a valuation reserve, which is normally designated for reserves that are used in the actuarial valuation. So I want to get rid of that word. The other thing we did is we added a caveat there at the bottom of page 2 with regard to the member reserves, simply saying that the rate will be capped at the actuarial assumed rate of return and when those account balances would be credited. That wasn't in the preliminary draft that we had brought forth to you earlier. And then on page 2, number 6, distribution of excess earnings, we wanted to let you know that we shifted those the percentages based on the fact that you went from 90 to 100%. So like in A, it says if the market funding ratio is 100 to 105%. Before it was 90 to 100, but we had to obviously move that up to 100. And then B, it says if the market funding ratio is 105 to 115, previously that was 100 to 115. So those are the only few changes or cleanup items that we had. And then finally, I wanted to let you know that we have received a letter from the retiree organization, and they are in full support of this excess earnings policy. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions?
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Okay, can I ask just one question? On page 3, section 3, that was no change, right? From previous policy?
Nothing changed, that's correct.
Thank you.
I'll second your motion.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. We adopt the policy. Is there any further discussion before the vote? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion's carried. Policy is adopted. Okay, you have anything further?
I have one thing in members' forum. Should we go around the table? Oh, I have nothing on executive director's forum.
Okay, members' forum, I'll give you the last word. Good. So I have nothing today. Darren?
Nothing.
Joan?
Nothing. Jeff? Two things. One is I didn't bring my check, but if you could tell me again how much the chances of me coming in after six or seven times, I'll.
$9.09.
$9.09. Okay.
Made out to Stan Sarah.
Just think of Herman Cain.
$9.09. To Stan Sarah. Okay. And then the second thing, Don and I did a construction project review on our way in, and looks like they're coming along good. They have all the ceiling grid up, so everything must be finished in the ceiling and all the sheet lines.
Yeah. They got the AC going in there and everything.
Looks like they're on contract.
Yeah.
Look good.
Yeah, looks very good.
I always wanted it as my penthouse.
I have no idea why this room isn't that corner room over there.
I forgot to bring my check. And I got the letter here to remind me. It's a bad sign.
The penalty for you, you got to pay an extra pen.
I do. I know I'll really have a problem if I show up on the wrong day for the meeting like Lynch did. So.
I'm going to tell him. Okay.
Well, I told him there may be a problem there, Mike. Hey, Gordon?
Yes.
Michael?
Your good friend, the board's good friend, Wes Hall, wanted me to point something out that was in the recent public Retirement Journal. And page 7, 8, 9. I think it goes out to everybody. I get it from somebody sends it to me.
I usually electronically send it to you.
And so on page 7, 8, there's a very good article Westfield's about the benefits of pension, how pensions benefit the community and you know, cycles through and all that stuff. So I just wanted me to bring that up and say hello to everybody.
Okay, thank you. Donna?
Nothing for me.
Maria?
Nothing for me.
Staff?
Yeah. I have one thing. So I have some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that the organization is going to be losing another valuable employee to retirement. The good news is that person is sitting right to my left, and it's Kelly. Kelly
what?
Is planning on retiring in December of this year.
I thought you had to be 50.
I am 50. I'll be 51 by then.
I just wanted to give you a little rundown. You know, Kelly's been with us been with the county for 23 years. She's worked for Stan Sarah for the last 7 years. And I know that you know that she's been involved with, she's been responsible for all the board duties, facilitation. She's done travel arrangements. She's been immensely helpful to me over the last 8 months with my transition here. She has a lot of institutional knowledge, and I know that I'm going to miss her. I know staff is going to miss her, and I know this organization is really, really going to miss her. I think she's too young to retire, so I asked her why she was retiring, what she's going to do, and she said that she just simply wants to spend more time with her family in the long term. She wants to do some things that she has always wanted to do, get back into her reading and you said you wanted to get back into your athletic endeavors that you used to. So I'm sure she's got her whole life planned out from this point forward. Over the next 5 months, we're going to be making a transition, a temporary transition. Louisiana is going to be taking over permanently on an interim basis for the next 5 months. She will be running and facilitating and doing everything that Kelly does while Kelly mentors her and helps her along the process. So again, you know, I really feel sad. I think this organization has lost one of its key players, and take some time and congratulate her after when you get a moment. Thanks.
You know, I would just like to say I've enjoyed my time with the county. I've worked for the last 35 years, and I've never had any time off. So I'm going to take some time for me, and then I don't know what the future holds. But
let me know if you want to go on a trip.
Okay.
You're an adult.
I can't say enough good things about Stan Sarah's staff, past and present. It's just been a great ride, and I've liked working with all of you guys. So
we'll miss on it. Who's going to keep me on track?
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell Louisiana. I'll fill Louisiana in. Each and every one.
Give her a stick.
She's passing the stick to Louisiana.
I'm going to be 39 next month, so it'll be a while before I retire.
I'm with you, Jim.
Okay, being no further business, this meeting is adjourned.